Federally, Labor says it's the party of no cuts to education. But in Western Australia, the state Labor government has announced it'll close a public boarding college in the heart of the Wheatbelt. The families of students there say they can't afford upwards of $40,000 to send their children to private schools in the city and want the decision reversed. From Mora in the West Australian Wheatbelt, Eliza Borello reports.
It's just before lunch and the Central Midlands Senior High School's swimming carnival is in full swing. But Year 8 student Jack Van Voorst isn't keen on taking part and is more than happy to show us around his boarding house instead.
This is my room. Every room has got a cupboard, a desk, a bed and a bedside cabinet. Pretty basic but still feels like a home away from home.
With small populations in some parts of regional Western Australia, not every town has a public high school. So for children in these towns whose parents can't afford to send them to city private schools, the state has traditionally run public boarding colleges in bigger regional centres like Mora. Jack Van Voorst is one of 26 students who lives at the Mora Residential College and goes to school at the adjacent Central Midlands Senior High School. Built in the 1970s, the college is showing its age and the State Education Minister Sue Ellery argues the government doesn't have the $8.7 million the previous government was quoted to fix it.
We inherited in Western Australia $40 billion worth of mess from the previous government. And as a consequence of that, we've had to make some really tough decisions.
Labor federally says it's the party of no cuts to education. Do you share that perspective?
Well, I wish that I was in a position where we didn't need to make tough decisions, there's no question about that. The difference between the federal government and the state government, of course, is that we actually deliver education.
Several reports have been written on the condition of the college and Labor has used them to justify its closure. They point to cracks in the walls, the possibility of asbestos and since addressed fire safety issues. But the latest engineer's report found the existing buildings are structurally sound. And former college head boy turned Nationals MP Martin Aldridge has confirmed the refurbishment figure Labor is using was simply what the Nationals had set aside to spend on it, not what was absolutely needed to keep it open.
So the project was scoped based on the funding that was available. Obviously the former government didn't have $20 million to rebuild the college available in the fund for residential colleges, but it had an allocation of $8.7 million, which the project was scoped to.
Regardless, the minister argues her decision to close the college also factors in the cost of running it. She says students will have the option of going to other regional colleges. But Jack Van Voorst's mum, Mandy Greiger, says they're several hundred kilometres away and far too far from home.
We are a small community, but we are a close community. We're a community that are going to stick together and fight this till the end. Sue Ellery, Darren West, Mark McGowan, we're not going to back down. You haven't seen the last of us yet.
West Australian parent Mandy Greiger ending Eliza Borello's report.